This morning on WCHL, Arthur is now a hurricane, and it's crawling its way to the east coast of North Carolina. Two candidates are left in the race for Orange County's next sheriff. And at a WCHL forum yesterday, a disagreement was hard to come by.
I would agree with that.
And I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as you said, I do agree with that.
Early voting kicks off this morning. One person who may have a pretty persuasive vote has made his decision.
He's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person.
And a division of UNC will be the next entity to hold ownership of the old Chapel Hill Library. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. Just because it's summer doesn't mean the Carolina men's basketball team isn't hard at work. And
the World Cup on a Tuesday afternoon drew more viewers than the NBA Finals.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 74 degrees. Look for a high today of about 88. Not quite as miserably hot today. We do have a 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. Showers, maybe thunderstorms. Same goes for tonight. But tomorrow, the 4th of July, will be nice. With early voting getting underway today in less than an hour, and Election Day itself just 2 weeks away, the two remaining candidates for Orange County Sheriff met at WCHL studios yesterday for a forum that featured more agreement than disagreement.
I would agree with that.
And I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as you said, I do agree with that.
Longtime law enforcement officers and longtime colleagues Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell were the top two vote-getters in the May primary that featured six candidates in all. They're facing each other now in a runoff this month because neither got more than 40% of the vote. Technically, the race is only for the Democratic nomination, but no Republicans are running, so the winner of the runoff on July 15th will be unopposed this November. In Wednesday's forum, the strongest point of departure may have been in the issue of diversity. Caldwell called for stronger efforts to recruit a more diverse body of law enforcement officers, while Blackwood argued that the Sheriff's Department already has a diverse staff.
It's going to be recruiting, and how do we recruit? We go into the schools?
We're above the quote, I want a department that is reflectionary of the agency of the county we serve. So I think we're doing a great job.
But even there, both candidates agreed on the need to recruit a diverse pool of officers and the fact that diversity alone is not sufficient without an effort to make personal connections within the community.
It doesn't matter how good you speak it. If you're not there, you're not there.
It's great to have those people, but we got to have them on the street.
And both candidates agreed as well on the need for more community outreach, closer collaboration with Orange County's other law enforcement agencies, and in an emotional exchange, the continued presence of school resource officers in our public schools.
The safety factor is the primary issue that we're dealing with, but the byproduct of this is you've got a mentor for that student, for that child that they may not have at home.
And I think we need to see more in there doing that, not just that security aspect, but being there when school is not in, not when you have your badge and uniform on, but being there when they're relaxed. You'll find they'll come to you with their problems.
Caldwell and Blackwood had an hour-long conversation with WCHL's Aaron Keck. If you missed it or if you want to listen again, you can hear the entire conversation by finding this story on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll also re-air it tonight on WCHL at 8 o'clock. Early voting for Orange County's new sheriff starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass says he's casting his vote for candidate Charles Blackwood. The runoff race for sheriff has Blackwood, a 32-year veteran and a retiree of the sheriff's office, facing fellow Democrat David Caldwell, now community organizer for Rogers Road, and also a retiree of the department after 22 years. Blackwood received the highest total in the May 6 primary with 30.34% of the vote. Caldwell got 29.98%. That's according to the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Despite Caldwell's two decades of experience, Pendergrass feels Blackwood is a better fit, saying Blackwood has succeeded in working in every area of responsibility of the sheriff's office.
Charles Blackwood, and he's come through the ranks, all of the different facets of duties, and he's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person, and I would think Charles is my choice of the two. Not any disrespect to Lieutenant Caldwell.
Pendergrass told WCHL he was also among six initial candidates vying to be sheriff way back in 1982 when he won the race that named him the county's top lawman. After working 58 years in law enforcement and serving over three decades as Orange County sheriff, Pendergrass says he will now have to find a new job to keep him occupied. Before he calls it quits, however, Lindy Pendergrass has some advice for the new guy in charge.
You may be elected as sheriff to serve the people of Orange County, but it's their office, and they are the people who we must look after in all areas. Whatever the problem the citizen has, we have to take their problem at heart, and we have to go forth and do everything we can 24/7, 365, because we are their servant.
For much more on this story, visit chapelboro.com. Early voting begins this morning at 9 o'clock. If you want to vote, you have to travel to Hillsboro to do that. They will have only one location open for the runoff election, Orange County Board of Elections headquarters in Hillsboro. Director Tracy Ream says that's the way it's always done for early voting, since turnout for a runoff is historically low. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day, July 15th. The polls open at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. That is on Election Day. Early voting today begins at 9 o'clock this morning, less than an hour from now, and will be open until 5. On Friday, everything is closed for the July 4th holiday. Next Monday through Friday, the polls open from 9 a.m. until 5. Saturday, July 12th, the last day of early voting, the polls are open from 9 until 1. If you'd like more information on the runoff election for Orange County Sheriff, again, go to our website, chapelboro.com. Investigative documents and 911 calls regarding the murder investigation of UNC student Faith Hedspeth were unsealed Wednesday. Finally, according to the Daily Tar Heel, Durham County Superior Court Judge Howard Manning ordered the redacted search warrants and unredacted 911 calls to be released after the Daily Tar Heel, Capital Broadcasting Company, and the News and Observer Publishing Company filed the motion to halt the sealing orders on March 3rd. A 911 call tells how Hespeth's roommate, Karina Rosario, found her face down in her bedroom. She told the 911 operator that she believed someone was in their apartment and even Rosario's room. The search warrants released were heavily redacted, but they showed that the Facebook accounts and laptops of Rosario were searched. The apartment was searched on September 7th and 10th, and that police searched a 2012 Jeep on September 11th. 19-year-old Hedspeth was found dead by her friends at her off-campus apartment on September 7th. That was in 2012. The cause of death remains sealed, although Hedspeth's parents have said they believe she was beaten to death. Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback first asked the court to seal those documents 3 days after Hedspeth's death to keep from compromising the investigation. Since then, the documents have been sealed every 60 days until the motion to halt the orders was filed. According to the state's previous motion to keep the documents sealed, there were search warrants for a 1977 Honda Accord, a unit in Hedspeth's apartment complex, and her own apartment. According to WNCN, investigators also searched a laptop and a Facebook account. Standback told WCHL News in September of 2013 that he would seek to keep those documents sealed for as long as the courts would allow. The Durham DA's office will prosecute the suspect should any arrest be made, though the Chapel Hill Police Department is the investigating agency. On January 8th of this year, the CHPD released details in the investigation, including DNA of a male suspect found at the scene. Authorities continue to seek any information they could help in the investigation. Anyone with information, call the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. A reward up to $39,000 is available to anyone with information that can help solve the case. And we have that information for contact on our website at chapelboro.com. The forecast is upbeat for employment data to be released by the Labor Department today. Economists surveyed by FactSet predict employers added 215,000 jobs in June and that the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 6.3%. If accurate, June would be the fifth consecutive month of job gains, at least that high, and indicate more traction for the economic recovery. Well, the UNC School of Arts and Sciences, actually the Arts and Sciences Foundation, is a winning bidder for the old Chapel Hill Public Library building. We'll have that story and more coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 8:13. And we turn now to Rand Northam for a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic, brought to you this morning by Peter Grill.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing the usual morning delays between Estes Drive and Garrett Road. That's through the I-40 interchange. Again, just minor to moderate right now. Nothing major on the roadways. NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Also seeing about the same, just minor to moderate delays. No accidents, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks a lot for keeping your eye on that, Rand.
You bet.
We're also keeping an eye on the weather and your forecast coming up in just a moment here. Pita Grill is locally and family-owned. Pita Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and will be open tomorrow, Friday, July the 4th. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. 75 degrees, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely late in the day. 70% chance of that. Our high today about 88. Not quite as hot as we have had in the last few days. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 70%. Low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, Independence Day, even in spite of the fact that Hurricane Arthur is about to come close to the North Carolina coast, we're expecting really good weather tomorrow for our big celebrations. Partly sunny. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. But by the time late tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night roll around, everything really nice, mostly clear, low about 60. On Saturday, sunny skies, high in the middle 80s. Saturday night clear with a low in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of about 90 degrees. Of course, all that's subject to change if this hurricane decides to take a little different course, but we'll stay in touch with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh and let you know if anything like that happens. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:16. The University of North Carolina Arts and Sciences Foundation is the winning bidder for the old Chapel Hill Public Library building on Franklin Street. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there at Wednesday's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting when the vote was taken, and he filed this report.
Is there anyone here today who was able to provide comments orally to the council at a previous meeting on this issue, who would like to speak to me? Well, thank you very much for doing
that. That was Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. It seemed that everyone who squeezed into tiny meeting room C of the Chapel Hill Public Library on Wednesday evening had already spoken their minds about the sale of the old public library. A little more than 1.5 miles away on East Franklin Street, the special meeting of the town council was called to choose one of four serious bidders for the property. By Wednesday, the contenders were actually down to just three. Arts Center Board of Directors Chair Jay Miller had withdrawn his $752,000 bid, the minimum asking price to buy the old library for use as a nonprofit hub. Miller told the council on Wednesday that the price had now become, quote, prohibitive. The remaining applicants were the UNC Arts and Sciences Foundation, Chabad of Chapel Hill, and Chris and Ann Cox. But first, there was another matter to discuss. There was a request from Preservation North Carolina to receive 2% of the purchase price for its work in marketing the property instead of the agreed-upon $5,000 fee. PNC's request for more money was based on the process taking longer and being more complicated than anticipated. Most council members said they thought it was a fair request, but council member Matt Chakowski said he couldn't see how PNC merited the extra money. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green countered that real estate agents typically charge higher commissions than 2.5%.
Unlike a real estate transaction, it's not over when it's over here. They have oversight responsibilities, and they're going to be working with the purchaser to oversee and make sure that the renovations are consistent with the agreement. And I think it's very reasonable what they propose.
Kleinschmidt asked for a show of hands to see how many council members supported giving PNC 2.5%, and it was 7-2 in favor, with Chakowski and Jim Ward voting no. Then it was time to discuss the three bids, although it was really down to just two. And one was clearly the favorite, as signaled during the opening remarks by Councilmember Lee Storrow.
I guess my preference is to sell it to the UNC College of Arts and Sciences Foundation. I think they put together a strong application. I've been impressed with the immediate feedback we've received from the neighbors and the people in close proximity.
The meeting's agenda packet was filled with emails and letters supporting the application from the UNC Arts and Sciences Foundation to use the old library as its headquarters. The foundation plans to renovate the building with two conference rooms that would be available for use by community organizations after business hours. The offer was for $1.25 million plus $475,000 as a payment in lieu of property taxes. An offer from Chris and Ann Cox to pay $1.4 million for the building and make it a cultural center with rental space was mentioned only a few times in passing, although with kind words all around. But the most serious competing bid came from Chabad of Chapel Hill, which made a purchase offer of $1.8 million. Chabad wanted to make the old library a community center with a focus on learning. Neighbors had expressed concerns to the council regarding Chabad buying the building, based on uncertainty about what activities would take place there. Chakowski offered strong initial support for Chabad's bid. He argued that it wouldn't be the first time the council had imposed a structure on a neighborhood that was initially opposed to it, citing the SECU Community House on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard as a recent example.
We agreed with the neighbors that they had valid concerns. Many council members said they didn't think those concerns would materialize, but agreed that they were valid. And we therefore spent close to a year on an extremely intensive effort to create a good neighbor agreement.
Chakowski asked if a good neighbor agreement between Chabad and residents of the neighborhood near the old public library was possible. Instead, the conversation turned to relative financial benefits for the town. The revised resolution was for a purchase price of $1.25 million with an 18-month window for rezoning and an option to waive taxes in favor of a one-time minimum payment of $475,000 that would not be considered a portion of the purchase price. Storo asked to include a guarantee that the town has the right of second refusal if the building is to be sold in the future. The council also included a stipulation forbidding the transfer of the building to any public agency with the exception of the town of Chapel Hill. The resolution for the Arts and Sciences Foundation to buy the building passed unanimously. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Early voting begins this morning at 9 o'clock for the runoff election in the race for Orange County Sheriff. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell on the ballot. Early voting will take place at the Orange County Board of Elections office. That's the only location in Hillsborough from 9 to 5 today. Again, 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday of next week. Then on Saturday, July 12th from 9 until 1. Again, that's the only polling location, the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough. If you're looking for a ride to the polls, there will be a caravan leaving from Hargraves Community Center today at 9, 10, 11, 12, and 12:30. And there's a big all-day celebration in Carrboro tomorrow for the 4th of July. July 4th festivities always culminate with fireworks at Keenan Stadium. But the celebration goes on all day in rural Orange County as well. I bet my old friend Jeff Hamlin will be there at Caldwell's July 4th parade. It starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Handy Andy's at the corner of North Carolina 57 and Guest Road. Then the Grange will host a flag ceremony and fish fry starting at noon. Guests are encouraged to take a covered dish, dessert, or soft drinks to pass. And donations to the Grange are welcome as well. That's happening in the Caldwell community of Orange County. WCHL Championship Sports, I'm Rod Stutz. Carolina men's basketball team is back onto the court for summer practice, preparing for the upcoming 2014-2015 college basketball season. Great basketball skills being exhibited over there every day. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Although mired in the hovering dark cloud of academic scandal and being largely overshadowed these days by the likes of uber-talented Duke and Kentucky, head coach Roy Williams' Carolina squad is quietly going about its business this summer, taking advantage of a new NCAA policy enacted a couple seasons ago that allows teams to meet 2 hours per week for official summer practice. The Tar Heels are getting their first real look at some fresh new faces. It's a crash course for the young guys, veteran Jackson Simmons says. The highly touted freshman trio of Joel Berry, Justin Jackson, and Theo Pinson are taking the challenge of elite college basketball head-on with the help of the upperclassmen. Joel James says the summer provides a relatively low-pressure training ground for the new guys before getting thrown into the crucible of the ACC basketball season. Simmons also says it's a vital opportunity for the older players to get to know the strengths, weaknesses, and tendencies of their new teammates. But summer practice is not only a wading pool for the incoming freshmen to ease in, in and get their feet wet. It's brutal competition, too. With the wide array of Tar Heels in the NBA, the summer affords current Carolina players the chance to test their skills against seasoned professionals in pickup games. That's not bad preparation. So how are the Tar Heels looking? Well, one name that's been popping up so far this summer is Kennedy Meeks. The sophomore reportedly continues to get in better and better shape, shedding a few extra pounds. That's music to the ears of Coach Williams. Notably, Nate Britt has made the switch from shooting left-handed to right-handed in the offseason. That news was met with perplexity by many observers, but early reports say Britt has been shooting lights out in recent pickup games. Another prominent returning UNC player's name that's been circulating around is Joel James. James says his injury last December derailed his momentum on the floor, but signs are pointing towards a James that could be much more of a dominant force inside, a welcome development for the Tar Heels. Most preseason projections place Carolina inside somewhere between number 5 and number 10 in the rankings, but for now, the UNC players, young and old, seem focused on seizing the summer, taking care of their own business, and improving each day. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
825 at WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The World Cup on a Tuesday afternoon drew more viewers than the NBA Finals. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When you heard about the World Cup receiving higher ratings than the NBA Finals in primetime, what did you think? This is truly America's team, the best opportunity for all of us to band together and root for the same outcome. No jeering Coach K or LeBron in the Olympics, just a patriotic outpouring of fan affection from the masses. Or maybe you thought America just loves a party, especially on a Tuesday afternoon in the dead of summer. If you believe that as many people, more than 21 million, schedule their day around the USA-Belgium game, you are right, and TV ratings do not include public places, only Nielsen numbers from home TVs. Considering that, you might want to double the number of people tuning in. Every bar I watched a World Cup, from Ghana in Chapel Hill to Portugal on Nantucket Island, to Germany in a small tavern on Cape Cod, to Belgium in a packed bar at the Boston airport, people were drawn to the action. And the action in a soccer game is a few dramatic missed chances and far more O's to signal near misses than the eruptions that follow goals, like when Chris Wondolowski flicked the ball over the open net in the final minute of regulation against Belgium. The O's could be heard across the countryside, along with a few expletive deleteds, like, how can you miss that effing shot? That shot, if netted, would have sent the U.S. team on to play Argentina in the quarterfinals and made an even bigger record audience drop what they were doing to watch a soccer game, getting chummy with strangers and asking lots of questions. Most popular party questions, would it go to overtime, called extra time, or do they go right to the shootout? Is the extra time sudden death, or do they have to finish the first period like the OTs we know? And even after Belgium scored once and scored again, it still got loud because the rules call for the full 2 extra times of 15 minutes each to be finished, even if one team was leading at the end of the first. So many questions, so much fun among all of your new friends. It did seem like a party. Too bad all parties must end sometime. This is Archansky. See ya.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? You've had so many years together, it's like she's woven into your soul, into your very being. Sometimes you can't tell who is you and who is her. You're together in a way that only happens with years of loving each other. She's such a part of you now that the idea of life without her just doesn't make sense. What would you do without her? That's something you never want to find out. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This anniversary, Love her with the gift that tells her with a big exclamation point that life with her is the only thing you want. A diamond set in a pendant or earrings or that bigger diamond in her engagement ring. And when you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Grimble Jewelers, because your life together is the only life you want. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill. GrimbleJewelers.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 8:30 at WCHL, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Time for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. 70% chance of rain late today. High today about 88 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. Still a 70% chance of rain. And then tomorrow for Independence Day, partly sunny. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. The high tomorrow in the middle 80s and really nice weather late in the day and at night. Shouldn't do anything to curtail our July 4th celebrating. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro, and the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you
will hear. This is WCHL Chapel Hill, 831.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. It was expected to be a good number for June job creation. The numbers are just out. 288,000 non-farm jobs were created last month. The unemployment rate is 6.1%, down from the mark of 6.3% last month. Let's check in live with CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
288,000 is above estimates. We were looking for about 215, so that was good. The 6.1% is lower than expected, probably a combination of new workers re-entering the job force, but also some folks getting a bit disgruntled with their job search.
And Jill, we're halfway through the year. Overall, how's the employment picture looking, and what might we expect for the rest of 2014?
You know, we're on pace for the best job creation since 1999, so that's really good. Now the next part, we got to look for an increase in wages. They've been really slow to pick up. Good news here, chief financial officers say they expect wages to increase by 3% in the year ahead.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 76 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of the upper 80s. 70% chance of rain later on in the day, but the 4th of July looks really nice. Early voting gets underway in less than a half an hour today. Election Day itself is just 2 weeks away. The two remaining candidates for Orange County Sheriff, out of six candidates in all when we started, met at WCHL Studios yesterday for a forum that featured more agreement than disagreement.
I would agree with that.
And I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as you said, I do agree with that.
Longtime law enforcement officers and longtime colleagues Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell were the top two vote-getters back in May in the primary. They're facing each other in a runoff because neither got more than 40% of the vote. Technically, the race is only for the Democratic nomination, but no Republicans are running, so the winner of the runoff on July 15th will be unopposed this November. In yesterday's conversation with Aaron Keck, the strongest point of departure may have been on the issue of diversity. Caldwell called for stronger efforts to recruit a more diverse body of law enforcement officers, while Blackwood argued that the sheriff's office already has a diverse staff.
It's going to be recruiting, and how do we recruit? We go into the schools.
We're above the quote, I want a department that is reflectionary of the agency of the county we serve. So I think we're doing a great job.
But even there, both candidates agreed on the need to recruit a diverse pool of officers and the fact that diversity alone is not sufficient without an effort to make personal connections with the community.
It doesn't matter how good you speak it. If you're not there, you're not there.
It's great to have those people, but we got to have them on the street.
Both candidates agreed as well on the need for more community outreach, closer collaboration with Orange County's other law enforcement agencies, and in an emotional exchange, the continued presence of school resource officers in our public schools.
The safety factor is the primary issue that we're dealing with, but the byproduct of this is you've got a mentor for that student, for that child that they may not have at home.
And I think we need to see more in there doing that, not just that security aspect, but being there when school is not in, not when you have your badge and uniform on, but being there when they're relaxed. You'll find they'll come to you with their problems.
If you missed it, or if you'd like to listen again, you can hear the entire forum by finding the story on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll also re-air the conversation tonight at 8 o'clock here on WCHL. Early voting for Orange County's new sheriff starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass says he's casting his vote for candidate Charles Blackwood. Blackwood got the highest total in the May 6 primary with 30.34% of the vote. Caldwell received 29.98%. That's about as close as you can get. According to the North Carolina State Board of Elections, despite Caldwell's two decades of experience, Pendergrass feels Blackwood is a better fit, saying Blackwood has succeeded in working in every area of responsibility of the sheriff's office.
Charles Blackwood, and he's come through the ranks, all of the different facets of duties, and he's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person, and I would think Charles is my choice of the two, not any disrespect to Lieutenant Caldwell.
Pendergrass told WCHL he was also among six initial candidates who wanted to be sheriff when he won the 1982 election that named him the county's top lawman. After working 58 years in law enforcement and serving over three decades as Orange County Sheriff, 32 to be exact, Pendergrass says he'll now have to find a new job to keep him occupied. Before he calls it quits, however, Pendergrass has some advice for the new guy in charge, whoever that may turn out to be.
You may be elected as sheriff to serve the people of Orange County, but it's their office, and they are the people who we must look after in all areas. Whatever the problem the citizen has, we have to take their problem at heart, and we have to go forth and do everything we can 24/7, 365, because we are their servants.
For more on this story, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. And there is a perception out there among some folks that this election is just for residents of rural Orange County. That is not the case. Chapel Hill and Carrboro voters are certainly expected to vote in this as well. And in fact, there will be caravans leaving Chapel Hill today to take folks to the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough. They're open for voting today from 9 to 5, and again, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday of next week, then on Saturday, July 12th from 9 to 1. If you're looking for a ride to the polls, there will be a caravan leaving from Hargraves Community Center today at 9, 10, 11, 12, and 12:30. But it is for everybody who is a resident of Orange County. Get out and vote. Investigative documents and 911 calls regarding the murder investigation of UNC student Faith Hedgebeth were unsealed yesterday, according to the Daily Tar Heel. Durham County Superior Court Judge Howard Manning ordered the redacted search warrants and unredacted 911 calls to be released after the Daily Tar Heel, Capital Broadcasting Company, and the News and Observer Publishing Company filed a motion to halt the sealing orders back on March 3rd. A 911 call tells how Hedgebeth's roommate, Karina Rosario, found her face down in her bedroom. She told the 911 operator that she believed someone was in their apartment and even Rosario's room. The search warrants released were heavily redacted, but they showed that the Facebook accounts and laptops of Rosario were searched. The apartment was searched on September 7th and 10th, and the police searched a 2012 Jeep on September 11th. 19-year-old Hedgebeth was found dead by her friends in her off-campus apartment on September 7th of 2012, nearly 2 years ago. The cause of death remains sealed, although Hedgebeth's parents have said they believe she was beaten to death. Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback. Jack first asked the court to seal the documents 3 days after Hedgepeth's death to keep from compromising the investigation. Since then, the documents have been sealed every 60 days until the motion to halt the orders was filed. According to the state's previous motion to keep the documents sealed, there were search warrants for a 1977 Honda Accord, a unit in Hedgepeth's apartment complex, and her own apartment, according to WNCN. Investigators also searched a laptop and a Facebook account. Standback told WCHL News back in September of last year that he would seek to keep those documents sealed for as long as the courts would allow. The Durham District Attorney's Office will prosecute a suspect should any arrest be made, though the Chapel Hill Police Department is the investigating agency. On January 8th of this year, the CHPD released details of the investigation, including DNA of a male suspect found at the scene. Authorities continue to seek any information that could help in the investigation. Anyone with information should contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. And we have those contact numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. A reward up to $39,000 is available to anyone with information that can help solve the case. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Coming up, we have Libby Huff with today's commentary. She wants some pretty stringent screenings of all our children, not just athletes. That is on the way, and we're going to tell you what's happening July the 4th in Chapel Hill for the big fireworks celebration in Kenan Stadium. That is straight ahead.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Al LeBeau, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Al had to say.
People wait too long before they go into the retirement community, and all of a sudden they find there's a big, long waiting list to get in. They want to move today, but they should have signed up years ago and gone in. So we tried to cut it off at the pass and go in earlier before we needed to be there. It's really first-class operation. I mean, the food is marvelous. When we have inclement weather, they will bring meals over to you, and it's just one of those services we find phenomenal. It seems like there's no end to what you can order. Like, if you want 2 scoops of ice cream, it isn't an extra charge. My wife and I are from the New York metropolitan area, and while we're in Cedars, we are so centrally located, it's just a hop and a skip to the airport. You got great hospitals within easy reach, and of course, there's always the sports activities that you have between, should I mention it, Duke and Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Al. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the 3 most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Join me at Kenan Stadium on Friday, July 4th for one of Chapel Hill's brightest traditions, the Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration. Performing live at 7:30 p.m., the Triangle's very own Bull City Syndicate, plus a 4th of July fireworks extravaganza at 9:30. Gates open at 7. Get there early for DSI Comedy Theater's July 4th Watermelon Eating Contest. I'll be there as your master of ceremonies. Donations encouraged at the gate. For more info, log on to townofchapelhill.org/July4.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
8:43 at WCHL. Let's follow up on that information about the July 4th celebration in Chapel Hill. And we are going to have a good time tomorrow night in Kenan Stadium. First of all, Wes Tillman is here. And Wes, It always is fun to talk to you this time of the year because we have a lot of fun in store.
We do. This is actually really one of my most favorite, and I think one of the community's most favorite events that we do each year. And Ron, you do make it a lot of fun. I appreciate your enthusiasm there.
We have a new guy to this, Jim Orr. Tell us about Jim and the Chapel Hill Parks and Rec Department.
Yeah, well, we're happy to kind of welcome Jim on. He's been with us for a number of years, but he's now our new director and doing a great job in helping us pull this event together. So we thought he'd be nice to have him with us this morning.
Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation.
I know that the 4th of July is always special for you and everybody with the department works so hard on this, and it's just really a fun event for everybody.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger events that we do, and it's one of the most gratifying. We see all our 35 to 40,000 of our closest friends out there having a great time on Independence Day, and we really look forward to it, and pretty much dodge the bullet that the weather's going to be really cooperating for us.
Yeah, no kidding. You got a lot of friends.
Too many, I think, at some point.
Jim's got so many friends he can fill up half a Keenan Stadium. And, you know, it is a big celebration. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. And, Wes, tell us what starts taking place at 7 o'clock tomorrow
night. Well,
that's
great because, you know, this new watermelon eating contest has grown into being one of the most popular components of the event each year. So we encourage everyone to come on in at 7 o'clock. There's lots of great activities for children and families to do. There's some sports challenges. There's all kinds of face painting. We'll even have Uncle Sam on stilts doing a little juggling act.
Wow.
But the watermelon eating contest does kick off just after 7 o'clock. So get there early and get your place to compete for some UNC football tickets.
Yeah, and DSI Comedy Theater hosting that. And they will be on stage with the finalists. And everybody's gonna love that because it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, always get your camera ready. There'll be 6 finalists on the main stage just a little after 8 o'clock. And Zach Ward at DSI does a great job with presenting that for us. And we'll have a big time.
I'm going to be dodging seeds, by the way. But all kinds of other activities for the kids, face painting and a lot more, and those little glow necklaces will be. That is really cool when it's dark and you're getting ready for the fireworks and everything, and you see all those glow necklaces out there.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty good spectacular sight that, you know, you look in and just before the fireworks go off, you know, you see all the little bright necklaces and everything, and you realize, whoa, there's quite a bit of people there and having a good time.
Jim, you mentioned it earlier that we had kind of dodged a bullet on this weather situation. Right now, our forecast is calling for, our meteorologist told us this morning from the National Weather Service that there was far less than a 20% chance of rain late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. Certainly bodes well compared to some previous years where we were really worried about the weather and some years where we got rain and everything else. But tomorrow night, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
We couldn't ask for a better scenario setting up for us. 9:35, we'll be shooting the fireworks off. And if there is a little bit of a glitch with rain, everybody just needs to be patient and we will shoot the fireworks off.
Wes, you have once again spared no expense in getting a great band to be on stage to bring us some entertainment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and you know, we have to give Amanda Fletcher the credit for that. She actually brought Bull City Syndicate to the table this year. These guys are a great horn band, so a lot of great live music with some great music ensembles with a horn section and a strong vocals. These guys have been a part of several premier events throughout the Triangle and Southeast over the years, and we're looking very much forward to having those guys. They go live on stage at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play right up to 9:30. And then we've got Cognitive Residents actually coming in to do an a cappella version of the national anthem.
Wow.
So you don't want to miss that.
That'll be cool. And the town of Chapel Hill recently got some big accolades for this great celebration that takes place every year.
Yeah, I believe it was in Travel Magazine that we were in the top 10, tied at number 10, mm-hmm. as having one of the top 10 fireworks shows for Independence Day.
Fantastic. So, you know, a couple of years ago, we didn't have the fireworks celebration, the only time in recent memory that I can think of that we didn't have it because of budgetary concerns. And now there is a way to kind of take care of that. It is a free event, but donations are requested.
Donations are requested at the three gates, and it's $1 for an individual, $5 for a family, and again, it is a donation. It is not mandatory in any way, shape, or form, but it does help us offset the cost of the production for the show.
Wes, as far as the fireworks itself, As far as that display is concerned, that is something that a lot of people, you know, they want to go to a good place, uphill or something, and watch it, but you can't really see it as well as you would like unless you're inside the stadium.
Well, that's right, Ron. So we've moved the show to an inside-the-stadium type show. It's a close proximity show, which really allows us to be really creative with the types of effects and the many different types of fireworks that are actually shot that night. So, yeah, do come on inside the stadium. Be there early. Get your seat. The fireworks show is going to have a few new twists this year, so come out and look forward to seeing those. It's always a great event, and we couldn't do it without you and our other sponsors that do help that make that happen. So be sure to slide by that website today and recognize those
and
folks.
And that website address is, one more time?
townofchapelhill.org/July4.
All right. And also, we'll all be going home at about 10 o'clock, I guess. Well, at least most of us.
Most of us will.
Yeah. There will be some people working into the night to clean up and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Kenan Stadium, we'll see you all there. Wes Tillman will be there doing his own a cappella rendition of America the Beautiful. And Jim Orr will be there as our Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation head. And thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. It is 8:49 at WCHL. Libby Huff's commentary on the way right now. In fact, she's calling for some pretty stringent medical measures to protect all our children.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Libby Huff. I picked up the latest issue of The Weekly and read the article, A Brother Called Home. Two words in the first paragraph hit me particularly hard: cardiac arrest. The pain of losing their beautiful boy this way brought tears to my eyes. I came very close to losing a child to cardiac arrest. Natalie was 17 and alone in the bathroom of her high school texting a friend when it happened. The school called and told me she had fainted and that an ambulance was on the way. As a parent of a teenager, my first thought was, an ambulance for fainting? Then, what sort of drug did she do? Only it wasn't a faint and there were no drugs involved. Turns out Natalie has an electrical issue with her heart known as long QT syndrome. There is no heart disease, nothing can be done to prevent it, and it's genetic. Oftentimes, a family's first clue that something is wrong with their child is that that child has a cardiac arrest and is lost forever. Statistically speaking, 50% of children who have a cardiac arrest away from the hospital don't survive. Of the 50% who make it to the hospital, 50% don't live to return home. The odds are not in your favor. Thankfully, our story has a happy ending. Natalie defied all odds and did come home. She is now a senior in college. She will take medication for the rest of her life, and she has an implantable cardiac defibrillator in her chest. These measures are our protection from losing her too soon. I have no idea if Harris Farr, the young man profiled in the news lately, has long QT syndrome, but the circumstances of his death, passing while asleep, are not uncommon in the long QT set of stories. So what's a community to do? First, we have to have all children, not just athletes, screened for heart issues. In Natalie's case, a simple EKG reveals the electrical problem. Second, we need everyone trained to use CPR and an automatic external defibrillator, or an AED. And AEDs must be in all public places, every church, restaurant, campus building, and community center. Our story involves many brave students and teachers who came together one afternoon at our local high school doing CPR and using an AED to get Natalie's heart going a bit until EMS got there. My heart goes out to the Farr family. We were inches away from the same outcome. I want all children screened, and I want AEDs everywhere. This is Libby Huff.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Kyle Eng. PJ Harrison was recently drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. We hit the streets to find out how well you think he'll be in the NBA.
My name is Cortez McRae. I stay off 15501. I think PJ Harrison would be awesome. I'm a huge UNC fan. Give him a chance.
Hey, my name is Adam. I'm from the Chapel Hill area. I think he's got a good three-point shot, so he's definitely going to make it pretty well on the Charlotte team that needs a three-point shooter. So
my name is Ed Hardison. I'm from Durham, and when it comes to PJ Harrison in the NBA, I give him a pretty good chance of, you know, being moderately successful his first few years. Hopefully he'll break out. He's got a good shot. He'll have a lot of, like, I guess he'll have a lot of fans around here. I think he'll do okay. Yeah, he needs to get out of Durham, though. He needs to stay away from Durham.
My name is James Harrison, and I believe that PJ Harrison would be pretty good in the NBA. He'd be a great attribute to the Hornets.
How good do you think PJ Harrison will be in the NBA?
I'm Jason West. I'm from the Durham area. I think PJ Harrison will be pretty good in the NBA. He's a pretty good shooter. He takes good shots. I figured he forced a little bit more when he went to the D League, but I seen in college that he'll be a pretty good role player.
I'm Kamarik Harrison. I think PJ Harrison will be all right because he didn't finish his years at North Carolina, so he didn't finish developing yet. So that's what I think about it.
Hey, this is Bradley Farrell. I think PJ Harrison will be a good player in the NBA. I think he's got a lot of potential. You know, had a little off-court issues, but hopefully that's behind him.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
856 at WCHL. Remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? Rather unusual word today. If you can call me and tell me, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, define it, and also spell it correctly. I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Walk the red carpet to some amazing sales during Hot Diggity Days at University Mall, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Get the best deals of the year, up to 75% off. Sample food from Weathervane, City Kitchen, Red Bull, Chick-fil-A, and Alfredo's. Watch Elvis on stage and have your picture taken with Marilyn Monroe. Let the kids enjoy face painting, magic, games, and crafts. Spend $50 for a chance to win a $500 shopping spree. All at Hot Diggity Days Indoor Summer Sidewalk Sale, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive. UniversityMall.com.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense cost, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point and also Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Let me just tell you, it is going to be partly sunny today, 70% chance of rain later on in the day, high today about 88 degrees, but really nice tomorrow. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Go by Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Frank Setapani. The June jobs report out a short time ago proved to be as good as advertised and more. The economy created 288,000 jobs, pushing unemployment to 6.1%, the lowest in almost 6 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
288,000 is above estimates. We were looking for about 215, so that was good. The 6.1% is lower than expected, probably a combination of new workers re-entering the job force, but also some folks getting a bit disgruntled with their job search.
On the plus side, a lot of the jobs that are opening up are good full-time positions.
We're starting to see better composition of these gains, with gains in business services, not just temporary help, but actually professional hiring out there, and that's where we want to go.
Economist Diane Swonk. Hurricane Arthur, with sustained winds of 80 miles an hour now, is barreling toward the North Carolina coast, with landfall expected tonight or early tomorrow. Evacuations have been ordered on Hatteras Island and suggested elsewhere, but a man in Nag's Head is staying put.
Enjoying